In the 60s, Berry Gordy blazed a path that put black singers and musicians out front in American culture, while for a time making his native Detroit America's hit-producing capital. He also wrote the book for Motown, the musical, a self-portrait that, as you might guess, is pretty complimentary. I bet, though, that the story tracing the rise of Motown under Berry's command is not what brings people to the show. The music is the draw, music that constantly topped the Billboard charts in the 60s and 70s. Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. Now I'm wondering if your love's still strong. As you can hear, the cast that covers these hits sounds as much as possible like the real thing. In Jesse Nager's portrayal of Smokey Robinson and in others, they even look the parts. The show's choreography takes just about every move from Motown's groups and incorporates them into joyful dancing. The musical is overpacked with snippets of more than 60 hits. As each part of the cast comes out portraying a new group, you can be forgiven if you think you're watching some sort of highly polished talent show. But talent, of course, is what made the record spin and become part of our national culture. So it's no wonder that the show's story about Gordy's own relationship to his record company doesn't stand up to the songs. Motown, the musical, runs at the Academy of Music through January 18th. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.